Plenty of people have been weighing in on President Trump's handling of foreign matters as he marks his fourth month in office. The latest controversy centers around reports that he revealed highly classified information to senior Russian officials. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke to a couple local people who closely watch the White House.
Arthur Sear calls President Trump's foreign dealings so far directionless.
I think it's fair to say that he's been unpredictable.
Sear directs the Clausen Center for World Business at Carthage College.
And impetuous in decisions, not just the now famous one, if not infamous, of releasing classified information to the Soviet ambassador and foreign minister visiting the White House in Washington about apparently airline security.
Sear fears Trump's actions will result in the U.S. losing the trust it enjoys and needs with its allies.
The U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Britain, since World War II, have shared the most sensitive kind of information on a continuing basis. I think those particularly important national security allies, along with our others, will be less and less willing to cooperate as actively and confidently as they have in the past.
Sear says it generally takes time before presidents solidify their place in history, but for Trump, it may come sooner than later.
It's only when they get in trouble, in particular Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson, and Bill Clinton to a degree, that things start to become erratic in terms of how the White House is viewed from the outside. That usually takes a while. In the case of President Trump, we're off to the races right away, aren't we, with all kinds of immediate controversies and unpredictable events unfolding.
I think, for one thing, it shows the danger of electing someone as president who knows almost nothing about politics.
That's UW-Milwaukee History Professor Emeritus Glenn Johnson. He says he's concerned about President Trump's lack of political and foreign policy experience, saying it's led to quick entanglements with other countries.
He's got big-time problems with Russia and with Assad in Syria. He's got problems in North Korea, with them developing a nuclear missile and one that's capable of reaching the United States.
Yet Johnson thinks overall the country's foreign policy infrastructure is sound.
I mean, he has some fairly good people. I think Tillerson is okay as the Secretary of State.
Other Trump appointees that Johnson says he has confidence in, Defense Secretary James Mattis and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.